We're learning right now, Lisa, that apparently a bond has been denied.
Okay, that's
well, I don't know if that's getting it. Let's use this one.
Let's get Jeremy here.
Yeah, Jeremy, can you come back in here when you get a moment? So what we had been positioned for was an argument that because the jury found Sean Diddy Combs guilty only on the lesser of the charges, that there was a presumption that he might be able to go home. The judge even asked him at one point, I imagine you don't want to go back to MDC. He nodded vigorously.
Of course.
Right? Let's use this microphone. I'm not sure if that one works. And Jeremy,
okay,
if you'll
we'll
come
bring
in here,
Jeremy.
Too. Should we start with Jeremy's reaction?
Jeremy Salland is with us. He's a criminal defense attorney and former Manhattan prosecutor. And the news is that bail has been denied.
Yeah, that the judge.
So the statute says in substance that bail would be denied, meaning that he goes and stays in. There's not an exception. For example, there could be an exception where the prosecution says we consent. And there's other pieces to it as well. There could be a danger to somebody or not. But the bail being kept as it is not necessarily atypical because of the law, though one would believe the fact that he was not convicted of the top charge and it's been a reduction in. People do walk free and come back and are reward.
Well, keeping the bail as it is means there's no bail.
Right. So he's remanded. He's held without bail. So this doesn't change the potential sentence, obviously, because it's still up to 10 years. But for the immediate gratification purposes of getting out, doing what he needs to do and fighting this from the outside in terms of preparing for that sentencing, now it's been stripped.
And let me just add, this morning the prosecution was very adamant about wanting to have this extra time to present their argument to the judge, and seemed obviously they were disappointed with the verdict. It was very visible and very obvious, but they wanted to keep him behind bars, and they said, Your Honor, we need several hours to really get this whole argument together.